Hi, this is a dictation for patient Michael Andrews, MichaelAndrews. Date of birth is 1/6/95, date of service is 3/16/2022. Date of accident is 12/27/2022. Since presenting this, Mr. Michael Andrews is here for follow-up evaluation. He was last seen on 2/4/2022. He was rear-ended by an automobile accident, and this caused him to have a head injury along with headache, dizziness, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of concentration, incontinence of the urine bowel, and blurred vision, sparks in the vision. Along with this, patient started having pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back on a 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 with effect on the ADL. The patient was initially seen on 12/28, then he did not come until 2/4/2022. At this time, patient reports that his pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is still 10. There is a radiation of the pain to the left leg posteriorly in S1-S2 dermatome fashion as a major issue, along with headache. At this time, pain level are reported 10, and 0% relief is obtained so far. The patient has been trying physical therapy. ADLs are not reported affected. They are only less than 4 on a scale of 1 to 10 in every category. In the system review, neurology inside patient reports severe headaches along with migraine. They are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. They are associated with the severe dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, as well as ear ringing and difficulty sleeping, weakness, loss of balance, lack of focus, lack of concentration, poor work performance, anxiety, and panic and nightmares. In the pain and numbness, there is a lower back stiffness, limited range of motion, pins and needle, nerve pain, mid-back and upper back pain. In the GI, there is nausea, but there is no vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, painful urination, or blood in the urine, and there is a positive history of frequency of urination. In the respiratory, there is a history of asthma, chest pain, coughing, no history of any difficulty breathing or chest shortness of breath. Patient reports the pain level has remained the same and has not improved, but there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization. Patient has lost some weight and no the trauma is reported. Current pain medications are none and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is quick. Patient is fully compliant with the pain medication regimen. The physical examination review, blood pressure is 141/98, pulse is 69, and temperature 97.8, pulse is 99. The rest of the physical examination is identical to previous visit of 2/4/2022, dictation number 0215-043. Plan of care. Labs were reviewed. The patient provided a physical therapy order for 3 times per week for a sacroiliac joint bilaterally along with entire spine. Work disability, household replacement, and transportation has been signed. He has had no MRIs yet, and we are going to order an MRI for complete spine to identify the pathology. He has been last sent to St. Joseph Hospital, but they are not willing to do it. Just some technical issues they solved, and they're giving hard time. An MRI of the brain with NeuroQuant SWI at M1 imaging along with complete spine has been reordered. Patient will be seen in 15 days' time. At which time, you will receive any pain medication for relief. Right now, no pain medications are given since patient has not continued to come on time. He misses his appointment by several weeks. Thank you.